We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, the brand new Mishnah. So we are holding after they mixed the two, the dam of the par, that's the dam of the ox, and the dam of the sa'ir, and the dam of the goat, they mixed it now. They first did a separate zrika on the connected to the Aron of each one, then the separate zrika connected to the Proiches, and now up to the third step, the zrika is on the Mizbeach. And according to our Mishnah, they mixed it together. So what did they do? V'yotzel mizbeach Hashem al-pnei Hashem, zem mizbeach hazav. The pasuk says in the parasha of Achrei Mois, it says after he did the hazoyis and the proich, it says v'yotzel el hamizbeach Hashem al-pnei Hashem, v'chip elov, v'lokach he take medam ha-par, medam ha-sar, v'nosan al-karnes mizbeach hazav, he put on the corners all around. And what's the mizbeach Hashem al-pnei Hashem? Zem mizbeach hazav, that's in the heichel. Now what's the order? Hischil mechate v'yerit. You start making your zrika. Rashi learned Losh Mechate also means Yairid. You start making your zrika down the corners. Mehechen hu maschel. Which corner do you start from? Mekerem Mizrachis Tzifonis. It's according to our Mishnah, you start from the corner Mizrachis Tzifonis. Now to picture which corner this is, picture you are standing in the Heichel facing the Pareches. So go behind the Mizbeach. Now in front of you, you see a Mizbeach, and on the right side, you see a Shulchan, and left side, a Menorah. When you're facing the Mizbeach, the first right corner, that's Mizrach HaTzfonis. So it comes out, when you left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you passed by the corner, and you went to a corner that was more towards the outside, and you did the corner Mizrach HaTzfonis. You passed by every corner. We'll see exactly what I'm just bringing out the point. You're going outside the Mizbeach, and you're starting from the right corner. If you're facing the Perech, you're starting from the right corner. Mizrach HaTzfonis, then you go to Tzfonis by Ravis, that's the next corner on the right, closer to the Pareches. Then you go by Ravis to Ramis, that's to the left, close to the Pareches. And then the Ramis Mizrachis, that's the corner back to where you were standing. So there's four corners. And according to the Tanakhama, you walk around the Mizbeach, do the Matanis. You walk around. You go first to the right, then you go to the next one, which is on the next one to the right, and then to the other one to the left, and next one to the left. That's the way you go around, and you do the matanis. Mizrach HaTzfonis, Tzfonis Maravis, Maravis Dremis, Dremis Mizrachis. In English, the words are, it's the northeast to the northwest to the southwest, and then to the southeast. Those are the corners. No. Standing away, walking around. Mizbeach is tiny. No kevesh either on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. And the whole Mizbeach is one amma by one amma, which is less than 2 feet by 2 feet. A very small Mizbeach. And they would have walked around it. Now, Mokom Shu Mascha B'chatas HaMizbeach Chitzayin, the place where you start by a regular Chatas all year round on the Mizbeach Chitzayin, you know where you start from? You start from the corner that's Mizrach, the Remus Mizrachis. That's the place you end. Misham HaYegaymer, HaMizbeach Primi. That's the last place you stop. That's where you ended when you went to Mizbeach Primi. Just giving you like the idea where the corner is. The corner where you started from the Chatas HaChitzayin, that's where you ended by this Matanah Mizbeach Primi. Rav Eliezer Oimer, Mevekoymoy Hoya Oimid Umechate. He held that you stood in one place and you did it. You didn't walk around. You stood in one place and you put on the matana. You had to stick your hand over the Mizbeach and put it on the corners, and that's how you put it on all the corners. Now, according to the Tanakhama, so in the Gemara, the way you did the Zrikas were, these matanas were, Milmaila. Milmata lamaila means you started lower and you pulled your hand up. That's how you did it. You went to each corner and you went like this. You went. You started lower. You went. Oh, you started higher. You started higher. Went lower. You started higher. Went lower. All four corners. The way you made the matana was by sticking your hand on top of the corner and going down. Each corner you went to, stick your hand out, went down. That's how you put the matana two ways. Up, down, or down. So you started from up, went down. The reason why you did that is you didn't want to get your shirt dirty. If you're sticking your finger up with blood on your hand, it'll drip down your hand and go onto your beged. So therefore, all these matanas, all four, as he walked around, he did it from top to bottom. This way it doesn't drip back on his shirt.
Stands in one place, he doesn't walk around.
That's Rabbi Eliezer I'm talking about. It means you didn't walk around. You stood in one place and you did all four matanas. You put your hand over 2 feet, yeah. A little more than 2 feet, you have to put your hands. You had to bend over your body because your hands are 2 feet long.
Right, hanging to the.
You bend over.
Far east corner.
You're bending over. The whole one there is two arms high.
I understand.
So you bend over.
was fire on top of the
Mizbeach. No fire on top of the Mizbeach. Only when they put the terrace on. We did get the coals from when we did the terrace. From the Mizbeach Chitzon. There was no fire on it. There was burnt out coals on top of it. But there was nothing, if you didn't clean it, there was burnt out coals. No fire, active fire going on the Mizbeach Pnimi. No, then Eish Mizbeach took a boy on the Mizbeach Pnimi. Only Mizbeach Chitzon. So I'll upon him. So that's the fear of that. So again, just because we need this, the notice that you're doing milah lamata, you're doing top to bottom on each corner when you walk around. Rabbi Eliezer says you stood in one place, and Rabbi Eliezer says like this: Val kulam, your finger, yes, yeah, your finger, yeah.
Not pouring.
Your finger, yeah. You're putting it to my tano. It's my tano. It's not hazah. It's my tano. Loshon apostle is v'nasan al karnes ve'achsav. You put it on karnes ve'achsav. Val kulam, and this is going Rabbi Eliezer's sheet now. Val kulam. All the corners you were able to do here, mamata lamaylo. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since you're sticking your hand out, you could do mamata lamaylo. You're not worried about getting your shirt dirty because your hand is outstretched to put it on. So you could do mamata lamaylo the zrika. Because since it's not in front of you, so it won't drip back on you because your hand's stretched out. Chutz mezu, besides the one that's in front of you, so you'll find out, so you'll mamata. If it's hard to put in front of you, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to do a mile lamata. And again, we said in the Tanakhama, everything is a mile lamata because all of them are in front of you. All those matanos are in front of you. They will have to be a mile lamata. You shouldn't get your shirt dirty. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're doing it with an outstretched hand because you're staying in one place and doing all three. So those three can be done mil mata or mile, which is actually easier to do from the mata or mile. When your hand is stretched out, it's easier to come up towards you, not to go out because you'll collapse on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's easier to pull back than to push go down. So that's the four matanos on the corners. Now, what's the next step? He's out to hear Hashem's beach shabam. You do a hazah or a zrika on top of the mizbeach seven times. I'm touching the top of the mizbeach. That's maskanos the gemara. But there's machlekes in the gemara about this. You do on top of the mizbeach seven times. And we learned before, this is a kulyam where you mix it. Even if you find the holds that the four matanos were separate, dam para, dam sar, for these seven, you definitely mix it. But shiyari dam, the rest of the dam, are you shoyfech, al yisoid ma'rovi shamazbeach chitzon. The rest of the dam, you poured on the western yisoid of the mazbeach chitzon. The yisoid is a little amma that jutted out the bottom of the mazbeach chitzon. You poured there the rest of the dam on that yisoid, the west yisoid. Right when you walked out of the heichel, you that's where you got to. And you poured it on that. But when you had a chatas chaytzonis, the outside chatoyis, the shofar said the roim. You put it on the roim, the south side, because you came down the kevesh. That's the first one you encounter. Elu ve'elu, both these damim that after hit the side, they go onto the floor. Masarvim ba'amim, they land up in the stream that goes through the azara. Ve'yitzim lacha kidron, it goes down into the valley of Kidron. Ve'nim karim leganonim lezevel, they sold it to the gardeners for fertilizer because if not, they didn't buy it. There'll be meila. Umaylim bem, there is meila on that. Akapanim, if you learn the Mishnah, Mishnah is here. Comes that there are four sections of Hazaas or dinim with the dam of the dam paradam sar. Number one is in the Kodesh Kedasha. Number two is in the Pareches. Number three is in Mizbeach Hazav. And number four is the Shricha Shirayim on the Yisrael Mizbeach. That's basically the four processes. Elvim means side the dam from the Mizbeach Achitzoin, which you did on the, from the Chatois Chatzoinis, they did on the Dorim. Side the dam from the Chatois Apnimis, they did on the Maravi. Both of them went into the Amma. Both the dam from the Mizbeach, from the Yisoid Raimi and both from the Yisoid Maravi, both went into the Amma and went down into Nachal Kidra. So to Gemara, Tana Rabbana. Now we have to learn about this din, the Yotzal Mizbeach, that we learned that you went to the other side of the Mizbeach Hazav in order to do the Matanois on the corner. Tana Rabbana, Yotzal Mizbeach, the Pasuk Yotzal Mizbeach. Matam Aleima, why did it say Yotzal Mizbeach? Omra Mechemya, Fishim Etzinu, the Parabal Kal Mitzvahs. Parabal Kal Mitzvahs is the Parhelm Davos Shal Tzibur, which is also done. You also do Hazayis on the Pareches. The halacha there is, you stand, when you do that Hazah, you don't stand near the Pareches. You stand behind the Mizbeach Hazav, which is 20 Amos away, and you do the Hazayis from there. That's the halacha of Parhelm Davos Shal Tzibur. So we find, by Parabal Kal Mitzvahs, Shekain Oymi Chutz Mizbeach Umazah al Pareches. You stand outside of the Mizbeach and you do the Hazah on the Pareches. B'shashu hu mazeh, while his mazeh stands behind the Mizbeach, Yochlav Zekain, Maybe also when you do the Azar on the Pareches on Yom Kippur, from the Dam Par and Dam Sar, also maybe you stand 20 Amos away. It says after the Azar on the Pareches, you go after the Mizbeach. Where was he told me that they had to leave? He was in front of the Mizbeach. So you see from this passage, that until now he was in front of the Pareches, and that is where he does the Zrika. Tanya Yidach, another price. It says Lefnei Hashem. This pasuk is by the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur or Par Kerem Mashiach. It says there in the pasuk, V'nosan Hakoyim in Adam. The pasuk says, we don't have the pasuk here. We don't have the pasuk here. I'm not sure if we have the. Yeah, we have the pasuk here. V'nosan Hakoyim in Adam Alakaram Mashiach Teres Hasam Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'el Moed. And we're dashing the word Lefnei Hashem, that the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, but the Kohen is not Lefnei Hashem. Tanya Yidach, Lefnei Hashem, Atam Eloim, Avraham Nechemya, Lefish Metzino, Parv Esar Hashem Yukipurim, Shekohen Oim Lefnei Mizbeach, since you find the Parv Esar Hashem Yukipur, that the Kohen stands in front of the Pareches, which means in front of the Mizbeach, in front of the Pareches, Mazal Pareches, V'shoshu Mazal, Yochlav, Zekei, maybe also, by Parv Helm Dov Shal Tzibur, a Parv Kerem Mashiach as well, Tam Eloim, Mizbeach, Keteres Asam Lefnei Hashem, Asher Ba'oil Moed. Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, the ain koyin fnei Hashem. The mizbeach is fnei Hashem, but the koyin is not fnei Hashem. Hakeitzad oim echutz mizbeach amaza. The koyin, when he does the hazoyis and the preches, he stands chutz the mizbeach. He stands 20 amos away, chutz the mizbeach, and he does the hazoy. So al kaponim, we have a difference between the hazoy preches of the Yom Kippur, which he stands in front of the preches, and the hazoy of Parham Dov Shal Tzibur, where he stands 20 amos away, he stands outside the mizbeach hakateres. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Now we're going to have though what we learned in the Mishnah, that you start from the corner of Mizrachis Sefonis. We'll see in the Gemara it's a Machlokes really. Hischa Mechate V'Yerid. Tanur Rabbanon. Hischa Mechate V'Yerid. You started doing the Zrika. We said in the Mishnah, the Rashi said, Lot Taichas, the word Mechate means to go down. And the problem is that it's really double Lashon, like Taish Yantav asked, Mechate V'Yerid. So the Taish Yantav on the side says Mechate is Lashon Chitui. It's Lashon of like spritzing. That's the lashon. Really, you're doing a matana, but in akvadim, it's big shara what lashon mechate is. But tana rabban, hischa mechate v'yerid. Mehechal yimask. Where did you start from? So the Tanakama is Rabbi Kiva. It's not like our Mishnah. Mehechal yimask. Mekerem mizrachis deraimis. According to Rabbi Kiva, you start from, if you're facing the mizbeach and facing the pareches, your head is towards the pareches. It's the left corner. The left corner. Mizrachis deraimis was first, then deraimis haravis, and you went around the opposite way also. You went around clockwise. Then the Ramis Maravis, which is, you know, you started at around 7 o'clock, and then you went to 11 o'clock. The Ramis Maravis, then Maravis Sefonis, and Sefonis Mizrachis, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, you went around the clockwise, and you started from the left corner. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Basically, the Ramis Maravis Mizrachis Sefonis, you started from Mizrachis to the right, and you went around counterclockwise. Then Mizrachis Sefonis, Sefonis Maravis, Maravis the Ramis Mizrachis. Mokim Shrab Yezigli Maskil, the place where basically it starts, which is that what we call the right corner, when we start, where you're facing the prayer, is the right corner. That's where Rabbi Kiva ends. Shom Rabbi Kiva Paisik. Makim Shur Rabbi Kiva Maskel. The place where Rabbi Kiva starts, which is to the left. Rabbi Yisrael Paisik, Rabbi Kiva ends. Akapanim, there's Machlaikas over here. There's two Machlaikas. Which corner do you start from? None of Machlaikas is which way you go around. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you go around counterclockwise. Rabbi Kiva, you go clockwise. Now, according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's over in the Gemara, that's called going to the right. Why is that called going to the right? Because you look at the Mizbeach, when my stomach is towards the Mizbeach, to the right is that corner. It's always that next corner. It's to my right side. That's called going to the right. According to Rekiva, you're always going to your left. And it's a shy, literally, why you go to your left? If you just go to your right, the Gemara will talk about that. But let's explain. What's the Machlaikas of Rekiva and Rabbi Yaisi? So Rashi explains the Machlaikas like this. That there's the Machlaikas in the Gemara, if you have two Parechas or one Parechas. Rabbi Yisrael is going to Rabbi Yisrael, who holds us one pareches. If there was one pareches, so where is the opening? This is in the second base of Mikdash. So if there's one pareches, where is the opening? The opening is on the right side, on the tzafin side. So therefore, you start from the right corner. Why don't you start from the one closer? We'll see in the Gemara in a second. But you start on the right side, why? Because the on tzafin is the opening. That's where he came out from. He came out from there.
You're standing smack in the center.
Oh, beautiful. That's a Mishash Kash. That's a Mishash Kash. You're already standing in the middle to do the Zrikas and the pareches. So Rishash asks his kasha, and Rishash says it must be that you have, since he came out that way, you have to go back. Some say that mamas, you don't even mamas go to the middle, but But Lamaisa, the Rishash says, you have to connect the Oroin. The Rishash asks, says Mashma, Shehiza Apras. Rishash has a kasha that says it has to be connected bein abadim. You have to do. So Rishash answers the kivin shebeshash sheyotzah yosamach loisa keren sarach sheyoshev l'sham. You have to go back there. But it's a very good question. Well, come on, we'll explain Rashi's pshat. So Rashi says, according to Rashi, he came out from the Sofen. That's what we start on the Sofen side. Rabbi Kiva, there was two pareichasim. If you have two pareichasim, where did he come out from the Dharam side? That's where the Dharam side. That's how Rashi explains this the machlekes. Now I just want to point out something that. We didn't find someone asked this kasha that in the first base of Mikdash, what's the B.M. Machlekes? Right. The only arguing in the second base of Mikdash? In Schottenstein, I don't know if they speak about it, but the first base of Mikdash is not. They have to know what the Pshat is in the first base of Mikdash, only the second base of Mikdash. Okay, that's a stick in the Kvittel. So, the Gemara. Anyway, here, the Kuli Alma, what comes out of my Pshat over here is like this. That's the Bi'ah Machlekes of Kiva Alamir. Which side are you talking about? Where are you coming out from? But the Kuli Alma Mia, Bahu Keren, the Pogah Bereish Le'Abba. That's for sure. The first corner you encounter, you don't do a Zrikada. Because the Fidah basically, it should be the Tzofen corner, Tzofen Ma'arabas. According to Akiva, it should be Mizrachas Ma'arabas. So why? It should be Deraimis Ma'arabas. Why are we doing always by the Mizrach side, not by the Ma'arab side? That's the question. But who carried the pogaration? Like over my time, I'm a Shmuel. Doma krova yotzal mezbeach. Ad the nafikun mezbeach. We learned the yotzal to possibly yotzal mezbeach. It means you have to go out of the mezbeach. You have to go to the other side. You have to go to the other side. So now you do this side first because that's the side you counter first. But you have to be in front of the mezbeach. So to my right, Rabbi Kiva.
Stand.
What?
You want to stand? Because you're going to be in one place. Behind.
What?
Right. Standing back
to the door of the Heichal. Not to the desk standing the door. What do you, why stand the door to the arm?
You don't want to do it.
If you walk around. You are walking around. What do you mean? You're going to walk around anyway. You're getting to put your back there. Yeah, if you're that Madiyama, yeah. Zog to Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. So now that the Machlekes Kiva Rabbi Yosef is very close. Now, a question like this. We said there was two Machlekes in. Why, if you're Rabbi Kiva, did you go clockwise and not counterclockwise? The Chari should go to the right. Which is always means counterclockwise. But Kiva, knack of Derech Emin, you go around Derech Emin. Lema, maybe they're arguing with Rabbi Cheskel, maybe Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Lida, the second Machlekes of if you go out to the right side, to the left side, you go around counterclockwise or clockwise, is Machlekes Rabbi Cheskel. Come if Kidom Rabbi Cheskel, Yam Shosh Shloima, Oimin Ashtem Osa Bakar. The Shloima Melech made a mikvah that was standing on these gold oxen. And there were three on each side. I mean, Hashem was a baka, 12 baka altogether. Shloisha ponim tzifayna, three of the baka were facing the north. The shloisha ponim yama, three of the baka were facing yama, which is Ma'ariv, which is west. The shloisha ponim negba, another three were facing the south. Shloisha ponim nevzorcha, another three were facing the east. Now, if you look at the order, it goes from north to west to south to east, which is to the right. Which we call to the right, which is counterclockwise. On top of it was the yam. This is the pasuk. The back of the behemoths are facing inside. This is all the pasuk. And Ramachas learns that from here. Marta, shkopina shat apayna lo yuel aderech yimin lemizrach. Always be to the right side. The word mizrach is lav davka. You always go to the right side. So we see there's a shayla. Ramachas learns that from the pasuk in Divrei Hayom that you always go to the right. So maybe the machlekes of Kiva basically is. Do we hold the Rambam Yecheskel that you learn out from here that called Pina is Hat Biliyamin? Mar is the Rambam Yecheskel, Mar less the Rambam Yecheskel. So Mar Allah, no, Kuliyam is the Rambam Yecheskel. Everyone agrees with Rambam Yecheskel that you learn out called Pina is at the point of Goli Yamin. What's the Machlekes over here? Halchamakum Efgi. Mar Sava Yafinam Pnim Mechutz. One man the Amos learn out Pnim Mechutz. Chutz means if it's Be'ech Achitzoin, the way you did the Matanis is by going around to the right, like that. Because you learned that from Rambam Yecheskel, which is learned that from the mikvah of Yam Shloimeh, which is made in the chutz. But you don't learn out, but you learn out even Pnim L'chutz. Ba'asar, no, lo yafin Pnim L'chutz. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Heichal has different dinim. You don't learn out Pnim L'chutz. So afraid the Gemara, Kiva, he's lo yal Pnim L'chutz. You don't learn out that it has to be the right. But why going dafka to the left? Why going dafka to the left? I'm not Rabbi Kiva, I'll explain it to you. Medina Bahu Karam the Pagam Resha. Really, you should do the first corner you encountered. According to Rabbi Kiva, you walked out of the Dharam. So the first corner you encounter is the Dharam Ma'arabas. Ma'arabas Dharamis. So you should really do the left corner, left out, back corner first. But we have halacha that So let's read in Tom. Okay, but Dina, but who care in the Bagal Reisha? Who are Reisha? Why don't Shlok Hashem have Yirma Mitzvahs? You have to do that. That's the first corner. The Marley Ovid, Mishum Duk Sib, says in the Pasuk, Yotzam is Bayach, Adon Ofim Kulam is Bayach. This is Zeres Kosa. But Kiman the Yavu Karen, once you started by this corner, because the Dinva Yotza, but then you go back to the corner you missed. Had to ask who Karen the Chayel Mitzvah Reisha. Go back to the corner you missed, that you went first. So that's the Bia Machlokes over here, and we're going to stop over here and have to continue tomorrow in the middle of the Gemara. We'll chaz over what we learned. But Kapana, what we just learned is that Rabbi Kiva holds to go to the left. Why? Because that's the first corner of your counter. If Yatzel's Bia Machlokes, you have to do there, but you have to go back to that corner second, and that's why you go Dafka, count, that's why you go clockwise and not counterclockwise, not to the Yemin.